Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we'll start Simen Pei Ches today, which deals with the halachos of a Baal Keri, Mutar B'Kriyas Shema. A Baal Keri is a person who has an emission of semen. This is whether it's through the context of normal marital relations or whether it's through a nocturnal emission or any other emission of zera from the person. And this has many different halachic ramifications in various aspects of Jewish life. And here we're talking about specifically, can one person read Kriyas Shema if he's had a nocturnal emission? And we'll learn something about the famous Takana of Ezra. Ezra was misaken that people should go to the mikvah after they've had relations with their wives or after they've had any sort of a emission of zera, of semen. And this is a takana. This is not the etzem din. And we'll see that this takana was ultimately nullified, albeit many people still are mekayim this takana, as we'll see in Sif Aleph. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Kol atzmein, anybody who is tamei, who's ritually impure, korin b'torah v'korin kriyashma umispalim. There is no prohibition against the person who's ritually impure. He went to the cemetery, he was at a levaya, or he has some other sort of tumah attached to him. Many of the dinim of tumah and tara not knowing today. But the bottom line is, if a person is tummy of any sort of a ritual impurity, he's allowed to learn Torah, he's allowed to say the Kriyas Shema, and he's allowed to daven. However, there's one exception, and this is from the Takon of Ezra, Chutz Mibal Keri, except for a person who's had a nocturnal emission or an emission of Zera from normal relations. Why? Shehotzio Ezra Mikol Atzmeim. Ezra made a special Takona that this person is different than all of the other people that are tummy. Vasaro. And he forbid this person, bein b'divrei Torah, bein b'kriyas shema, utfila, achitvo. And he forbade this person to go and learn Torah, or to say kriyas shema, or even to daven, until this person went to the mikvah. Why? Because Ezra was misaken, that in order to prevent men from being so totally immersed in the concept of just having relations with their wives at all times and in all places, to remove somewhat this tremendous taiva that a person has, he therefore was misaki that we're going to make you go to the mikvah if you've had such relationships, and this would somewhat temper the normal tendencies for a person to want to have relations. So this would make them in a more holy and spiritual state, not chas v'shalom to prevent relations with one's wife, but to make it that it would be done in a much more b'chavadik of fashion, at appropriate times and in appropriate places, rather than in a more hefker way, as the example it's used, kitar negolim, like chickens with each other. Chaber continues, however, and he says, "V'achakach." However, after the time of Ezra, bitlu osa takona ve'midu hadavar aladin. But the rabbi subsequently realized that this was a very difficult halachic restriction that Ezra had imposed upon the people, and therefore the rabbis rescinded this takona, and they left the din by being the etzem din, that a ritually impure person, including a baal keri, is permitted to daven, to say shema, to learn, and to do all dvarim shebikdusha. Sha'af baal keri mutar b'divrei Torah or b'kriyas shema b'tefila, and they rescinded Ezra's takana, and they permitted even a baal keri to go and learn Torah, say kriyas shema, and to daven below tefila, without having to go to the mikvah, or below rechitza, the tisha kabin. And there was alternative to going to the mikvah, which was to bathe in 9 kavim's worth of water. So even though it's not a kosher mikvah, this would also have satisfied the takon of Ezra. But the rabbis rescinded even this aspect of it and didn't require even the immersion in 9 kavim of water. And the Mechaber concludes, V'chein poshat haminog. And the Mechaber says, and in fact, this has remained the minog in Klal Yisrael not to follow the takona of Ezra. And in fact, the din is that one does not need to immerse himself even in the 9 kavim of water, and certainly not in a kosher mikvah if one has had relations with his wife or if a person has had a nocturnal emission of zera. And that, the Mechaber says, is the halacha. We'll spend the rest of the shiur discussing the Mishnah Berurah and some of the Dirshu footnotes in terms of the applicability of this custom, if it at all is applicable today. And the Mishnah Berurah starts off in Sif Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph. V'gam ki akari ba mikalos ro, she says that a person has a nocturnal emission of semen or has whatever the reason, an emission of semen, it often comes because of lightheadedness and not having proper deep, a profound concentration on being a kosher yid. V'divrei Torah tzarich lios be'ema v'yira b'reses v'ziya. And Ezra was misaking that since divrei Torah have to be learned with tremendous awe, fear, and trepidation, therefore, kimo be'es nisiz nasa, as if it was at the time that it was given. So therefore, Ezra was misaking that people shouldn't be so blasé about this and just have relations whenever they want to and have inappropriate thoughts that would lead to a person having nocturnal emissions. So therefore, he set up a very stringent ruling that you have to go to the mikveh before you could even daven, learn, or say shema, and this would in some way, hopefully, prevent people from being so frivolous and lightheaded. However, Siv Katan Beis, the Mishnah Berurah, states, however, the people weren't able to withstand this takana, and it was rescinded. The Mishnah Berurah does comment, umikom makom. He does say, however, misha yirtza linhog v'litbo, if somebody wishes to maintain this stringency that Ezra had instituted and go to the mikvah, tovo olav bracha, it is such a person is considered praiseworthy and should get blessings upon himself. But he adds a very important caveat. If this is going to make you come late to shul, it means my kriyashma and not daven with a minion, so then that's not a good idea. This is a stringency that shouldn't lead to a huge leniency. And he says, even if it's going to make you missing tefillah b'tzibur, okay, you're getting up early in time, but you're not going to be able to daven with the tzibur. There's only one minion in town. It's a 6:30 minion, and you're going to go to the mikvah. It opens up at 6:15, and you only get to shul at 7 o'clock, so you're still davening within the proper time, but you're going to miss the one tefillah b'tzibur. So he says, it's even inappropriate for a person to follow the stringency of Ezra if it's going to mean missing out on tefillah b'tzibur. Siv Katan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shahaiso Gezeira, this takano was rescinded because it was a Gezeira, Shein Rov Hatzibur Yecholim Lamudba, because it was too difficult for the average person to follow. Ubitlua, and the rabbis therefore nullified it, Mishum Bitl Torah, because it would lead people to say, okay, I can't go to the mikveh today, so I guess I can't learn today. And it led to more of a problem than the benefits that were the reason behind the takana. And therefore, Mishum Bitl Piri Verivya, and also because it would lead people to not be with their wives. The guy says, listen, I have a shir that I want to go to, so I won't be with my wife. Now, that's not appropriate. Ezra's takana wasn't to prevent men from being with their wives, it was to prevent them from just being totally immersed in that aspect of their lives, but not to restrict it or prohibit it in an inappropriate way. So therefore, the rabbi said the bottom line outcome of Ezra's takana was that there would actually be more bittul Torah and more lack of procreation, and that wasn't the intent of takanas Ezra, and therefore the rabbis rescinded it. However, Siv Katan Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah does say, Haminog, the Mechaber had said that the minog is that we don't follow takanas Ezra, but the Mishnah Berurah says, Umikom makom yesh anshi maisa shenogim betakanazu. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are individuals that still do, in fact, follow this takana of Ezra, the tovel in the satsman lakirian, and they go tovel every time they have an emission of zera, v'im kosha aleh matvila, and if it's difficult for them, for whatever the reason, to go to the mikvah, rochitz in the satsman betisha kab, and then they at least follow this additional or alternative methodology that Ezra set up to wash themselves in 9 kadim of water. The kosva achronim, and the Mishnah Berurah then brings down the name of various achronim, including the Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham, and the Shagas Aryeh. That even 40 saw of water that has been drawn, it's not rainwater, but it's what's called mayim shuvim, drawn water. For example, just taking it from a bucket in a faucet and putting it into a bathtub, that would also be acceptable in this situation. And even the 9 kavim of water that we were talking about wasn't talking about rainwater, wasn't talking about mikvah water, it was just talking about even water that was drawn, mayim shuvim. And it could even be not done at one time. It could be done from 3 utensils poured upon the person, 3 separate buckets. That would also be acceptable to fulfill this restriction that Ezra had instituted. Uba'ofen, if you're doing it with 3 kelim, shelo yasif mishvichas kli echot ashi yasif l'sheni, then it has to be at least continuous while you're pouring from the first utensil and you're about done, you start pouring from the second utensil. However, avo yosef mishlosh kelim, if you're doing this with more than 3 utensils, ein mitzar from l'shir tisha kabim, then if you're doing it with more than 3 utensils, you can't add them up, their content, their volume, to make up the shir of 9 kabim. Now, v'hanach tisha kabim tzorch shish b'cholav, this 9 kavim that you have to pour upon yourself, avolo litbo b'sochem, it's not talking about immersing yourself in such a bathtub with such water, benim eim b'kli or b'karka, this is true whether you put it into a bathtub or it's in a pit in the ground, t'koshu derech tvilo b'inun davka arboim saw, because if you're actually immersing yourself with it, I may have misspoken that when I read this out before, if you're immersing yourself, then you need a minimum of 40 saw. However, if you're pouring it upon you, then you can get away with only 9 kavim. And this is true, b'karka kishar tvilos. And if the person is immersing himself, so then it has to be with 40 saw, even though in this situation we would accept non-kosher water for the mikvah. It doesn't have to be rainwater for this din of takonis Ezra, but it must be, if it's in the ground or in a bathtub, then it must be 40 saw. Mishabur continues and he writes, "Umikol makom im nichnas chetzio lemikvah v'lo hirkin rosho litbo chatzi gufa asher b'chutz." If a person does enter into the mikvah halfway in and he doesn't bend his head to immerse his entire body, rak shavchu alav milamata tishakabin molitar. Even in the situation that they just poured upon him the anointed kabin, that would be acceptable as well. Now he even brings down kasa b'sefer mati Ephraim, the be'eish shvichas atishu kavin alodom, at the time that you're pouring the nine kavim on the person, yesh lo la'amod zokuf, he should hold his body up straight, not bent over, u'shtei yodav minucham neged libo, his hand should be over his heart, v'lo yidchak osam b'chibuk harbeh, you shouldn't press them too tightly against his body, rak b'rabach, leave a little bit of looseness, so to say, in between his hands and his body, kitzos, just a little bit, k'dei shevo amayim gam shom, so the water can penetrate all the different surfaces of his arms and body. The Yazir Lashovchim alav, and he should warn or exhort the people that are pouring the water upon him, Shiyishbechu kineged gufo mamish, they should pour it on his body. Now, this shear of Tisha Kabim, this shear of nine Kabim, Ayin Ber Hetev, he says, go look in the Ber Hetev, how much this actually is, and he says, Hu shear tesvav kvart Polish. This is 15 Polish quarts, which the Targum over here says is about, for each Polish quart, it's about 0.83 liter. So it's nearly a liter. This Polish quart is nearly a liter, similar to our American quart. Then he says, look in the Sefer Mati Ephraim, Shekotsov the Bikvard Shalanu, in our quarts nowadays, he says, Sarach Kof Dalit Kvart L'Shvichas Tisha Kabim. The amount that would be for this nine Kabim would be the equivalent of 24 quarts, which in the Targum over here says the quarts that he's talking about are about a half a liter. So this would be somewhere in the area of 12 liters. And under extenuating circumstances, if they're small vessels and they don't hold that much water, you could get away with 18 quarts, which would be about 9 liters, and if you were to pour them on the person, that would satisfy the takana of Ezra as well. Dirsha footnote number 11 brings down that the shiurim nowadays, according to the Chazon Ish, would be about 21.6 liters. That's the Chazon Ish's shear. According to Chaim Noah, the shear would be about 12 liters. Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchok, says it's about 32 liters. Others say it's 16 liters. So there is some discrepancy in the poskim as to exactly how much water one would have to pour upon oneself to be filling this aspect of the Takanas Ezra. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and he says, V'chein yesh li zohar b'chol zeh, osum shenoagim li yitara b'erev Yosh Hashanah v'erev Yom Kippurim, ayidei tisha kavim. For people that go to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah or Erev Yom Kippur, and they can't go to the mikvah, and they want to take advantage of this Tisha Kavim, they should know this shiur. A person finds himself in a place where there is no mikvah available, so this is the Eitzah. This is the advice to give such a person. Then he brings down the Magen Avraham. Da'af ha'noeg tefillah l'keri. Even somebody who does have the minhag, he still follows the Takanas Ezra, and he goes to the mikvah to be tovel for keri. Da'af gobori ochole sheshimesh mitoso. This is only required for those that have this custom to still follow the Takanas Ezra if they're healthy or if they were sick but they had relations. Avochola shiro keri li'onso potu miklum. But if a sick person happens to have a nocturnal emission, not through relations, it just comes out because he's a sick person, so then he doesn't have this requirement at all. Vein lo rak lirchotz oso makum. He just has to clean off the area from the keri. Shloya muchloch b'shichvas zera. So he shouldn't have keri on himself, but he doesn't have to have any of the stringencies that Ezra imposed, even the lenient stringency of nine kavim. The chein bari, likewise, the Mishnah says, a healthy person, shiro mayim chalukim, he urinates and there's some cloudiness or some lack of transparency, if you wish, to the urine. So pot miklum, we also don't require this person to assume that there's some zera mixed in with that urine, and we do not make this person who follows the stringency of the Takanas Ezra to do so in this situation. Lo gozer Ezra ze le'inyon divrei Torah tefila, because Ezra was not gozer this din of mayim chalukim, that to be concerned that there's some zera mixed into the urine over here, except in regards to rak le'inyon truma tome mishum mayim chalukim, but not the lo gozer Ezra al zeh le'inyon divrei Torah tefila. This wasn't set up for the typical tefila of Ezra for learning Torah. That was when you actually had zera, but not if there's a potential mixture of the zera in the urine. That was a special takana that he did only for truma, when they would eat truma while they were in a state of pure tahara. This is the etzem din. Halacha l'maisa, one is not required before he learns Torah, says Shema, or Davins, to go to the mikvah. We have rescinded the Takanah of Ezra. However, as the Mishnah Berurah has pointed out, there are great individuals that still follow this restriction, this concept that Ezra was masakin, that one should go to the mikvah. And Dirsha footnote number 1, he lauds and praises those that do have the custom of doing so. based upon the principle that Divrei Torah Tzrichim Lios Be'em Aviyira, as we already pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah, that one should be learning Torah in a more serious and solemn state with great trepidation and awe, and if a person is constantly thinking of having relations with his wife, that's going to make that more difficult to do so. So therefore, this Takana of Ezra is still followed by many people, especially Hasidim. He brings down as well several Kabbalistic ideas behind this, and especially those that follow the Ari. He writes, how wonderful and important it is for people to go to the mikvah, again, to help a person reach spiritual heights. I must caution, however, the Mishnah Berurah did say that this must not come at the expense of davening at the proper time, davening with a minyan, and davening properly. As a result, you have to rush through the davening because you went to the mikvah. The issue, footnote number 2, addresses whether a person would be allowed to do this on Shabbos or whether a person would be allowed to do this during the 9 days when we normally restrict ourselves in bathing, Ayin Sham. The issue, footnote number 3, discusses whether our showers nowadays fulfill the requirement of the Teisha Kavim, the 9 Kavs, instead of immersing in a mikvah. The Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozer Zatzal, says that it is acceptable, but one shouldn't spend a tremendous amount of time in the shower. One should just fulfill the mitzvah of the 9 Kavim. Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, agrees as well. And he adds that the water has to flow uninterrupted, and ideally you should stand there before the water is turned on. On the other hand, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is of the opinion that a shower is not effective, and he states this in the name of the Chazon Ish. The issue footnote 7 points out that a person should urinate before he does follow the Takanas Ezra and go to the mikvah, because otherwise he'll become tummy again when he urinates afterwards. It is adequate to dunk just one time, according to those that follow this Takana. And there are many other additional points that are brought down in the various Dershu footnotes on this Simon Ayin Shum. This will conclude today's share.